This is Ozarks at Large. Litter strewn along Arkansas streets and highways creates blight, but we're seeing fewer pieces of litter each year. However, every year, hundreds of Arkansans still toss entire truckloads of trash onto public, private, and commercial property. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports on illegal dumping in Arkansas and the efforts to minimize it.
Andrew Coleman examines a pile of rubble beneath a busy Interstate 49 bridge on Wind Creek Road in rural Washington County, northwest of Winslow. He's Washington County Environmental Enforcement Officer. Someone's pushed off a half dozen tires and a van seat into the ditch, but they left something else next to one of the tires.
A piece of paper that does have some markings on it. It shows a gentleman out of Greenwood, Arkansas.
Typically at all illegal dump sites, Coleman must dig into some pretty gnarly trash to collect any forensic evidence. With enough evidence, Coleman writes up a narrative report, then hands it over to a prosecuting attorney who pursues the violator through the courts if need be. Fines can be as high as $1,000 per violation. But in this case, Coleman believes the paper was planted as a ploy, so it's likely the culprit will never be caught. And with the trash being just 20 feet from the banks of Wind Creek, a tributary to the West Fork of the White River, Coleman and his crew will have to clean it up.
I've got a gentleman that works with me, Steve Huxtable. He runs the Graffle truck, which is a good-sized truck with a graffle on the top of it. They'll come out here and grab this, take it into our county dumpster. The tires will go on a tire trailer going to Boston Mountain Solid Waste, and then the chair or the bench seat will just go in the dumpster.
Now, if you didn't clean this up, explain what would happen.
If I didn't get this cleaned up, there would probably be, within a week to 2 weeks, there would be more additional tires here, mattresses maybe, couches, but the phenomenon of folks that see a dumping spot in their mind, that means to them that it's okay to dump.
One reason why people illegally dispose of trash is financial, Coleman says. Some just don't want to pay curbside pickup fees, which can cost around $20 a month. Rural residents can also opt to haul their trash to Boston Mountain Solid Waste District Transfer Station, but that costs $3 per bag or $50 per truckload. Bulky items like tires, batteries, old furniture, and appliances can cost extra. So some Washington County residents just prefer pitching their trash wherever for free. But it costs taxpayers money in the end. Most counties have trained and licensed illegal dumps control officers. Andrew Coleman travels up to 80 miles a day around Washington County in his four-wheel drive pickup, scouting for environmental outlaws.
Try to meet with the folks who own the property or the violator himself, and then I address the issue with them, educate them on the dangers of illegal dumping or if it's illegal burning. Give them so many days to clean up the property, or at that point a citation will be issued. This was the site that I'm going to show you.
We stop off at another illegal dump site north of Winslow along rural Highway 71 on private property, so we can't get out of the vehicle. Before us stands a small green meadow with an empty doghouse. But just a few months ago, before photos reveal 5 tons of debris, refuse from a foreclosed home cleaning service the violators operated. In the end, they paid a waste hauler $300 to bring a dumpster on site, which they loaded up with trash to avoid being cited. And they appear to be keeping the place clean. Back on the road, Coleman says certain landscapes seem to invite dumping.
Riverways, dirt roads that have a U-turn in it, you know, where you can see both directions, with a holler next door, you know, a ravine.
Coleman says some even toss their trash from bridges into creeks and rivers where it's eventually washed away. But that creates a chronic mess for downstream residents, as well as groups like Beaver Watershed Alliance, which routinely, with the help of lots of volunteers, pull tons of household trash out of regional streams every spring and fall. Most municipal governments in Arkansas have environmental enforcement officers, as do solid waste districts. We have 18 of those in Arkansas. Illegal dumping, known as midnight dumping, is considered an environmental crime. Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality fields all sorts of illegal waste deposition complaints, from corporate to rural trash piles. The numbers have fluctuated from a low of 243 complaints in 2008 to as many as 859 in 1996. That's when the agency began adding more environmental inspectors. This is ADEQ spokesperson Catherine Beninati.
We work with divisions in ADEQ, you know, solid waste, air, water, but we also work with county officials, city officials, and in certain cases we'll work with wildlife officers, forest rangers, and city code enforcement as well.
ADEQ keeps solid waste illegal dumps data files with detailed supporting documents. Washington County lists 116 complaints filed over the past decade against private individuals and companies, including Roll-Off Services, which is a trash collection company. Ironically, a Lincoln poultry farmer was cited for piling dead chicken carcasses in open fields. A search of Carroll County shows 37 records over the past decade, ranging from a construction debris pile behind the Great Passion Play amusement park to a trashed ravine in a depressed residential district known as Taterville. Statewide, Pulaski County has the most complaints filed, while Sharp County has the least. But that's simply because there are more people in Pulaski County, says ADEQ spokesperson Catherine Beninati.
They are unsightly. No one wants to be near them. They can smell, but they can also pose some health hazards from vectors such as rats, insects, snakes. So those can carry diseases or present physical hazards. Like I said, they stink. And in certain cases, depending on what is dumped, you can have contamination to surface and groundwater or, you know, hazards to public health and the environment.
Catherine Beninati lauds public campaigns like Keep Arkansas Beautiful, which are helping.
They and other organizations have just done such a great job getting the message out, organizing cleanups, and really putting this in the public's eye. And districts have too.
Back at the Washington County Environmental and Recycling Office in the Maintenance and Operations Center, Director Sophia Stevenson says they're constantly doing public outreach.
Well, we have one educator, one full-time educator, and one part-time educator, and their job is to work with the public, all ages. We do outreach 3-year-olds to senior citizens on proper solid waste disposal and conservation of natural resources. So part of that is letting people know the services we have in place, but also the services that are in place in other communities, whether that's City of Fayetteville or Springdale or our Solid Waste District, Boston Mountain Solid Waste District. So we want to encourage people to use services, whether it's services that we operate or other people operate.
Stevenson says all county residents have access to legal solid waste services now, and twice a year residents can dispose of big items at no cost.
A bulky waste cleanup twice a year where people have to bring it to us or to the landfill, and that's free twice a year that happens. We also have our household hazardous waste facility where people can bring lawn and garden chemicals, automotive fluids, batteries, electronics, tires, and the majority of that is accepted for free. All of the household chemicals are free for residents to dispose of. Tires, people can bring 4 per month for free, 4 per resident for free. And then the electronics or additional tires just have a small fee. And so there are ways for people to dispose of these items properly.
But illegal, or what's called wildcat dumping, will persist into the far future. And there's legal mechanisms to try and quell it. In Arkansas, environmental enforcement officers must typically present 2 pieces of identification dug up at illegal trash sites. To pursue a case, Andrew Coleman, who fields up to 200 complaints a year in Washington County, says 40% of illegal dump sites in his district will yield clear evidence, and 15% of those violators will end up in the courts. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to file a complaint about an illegal dump in your county, you can contact the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. They'll refer you to the proper local authorities or to your local solid waste district.